are listening to Help for HD Live, the first podcast created for families living with Huntington's and juvenile Huntington's disease. Don't forget to find us on iTunes, Blog Talk, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. You can also search over 500 archived episodes and other projects at helpforhd.org. To watch us in person, find Help for HD TV on YouTube and subscribe and ring the bell for notifications on new content. Help for HD Live is going on air in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in to Help for HD Live. This show is made possible because of a grant from Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Griffin Foundation. I'm your host, Lauren Holder, and today we've got Lauren Yeager on with us to talk about the holidays and how COVID-19 is impacting us and our loved ones during the holidays. Lauren, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Lauren. Yes, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So where are you from?
I am from Wisconsin. I am from La Crosse, Wisconsin, which is on the south side of the state. And that is currently where my dad lives. And right now I live in Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay. And so your dad has Huntington's disease?
Yes. Yeah, he does. So when I was a freshman in high school, Huntington's disease kind of tore my family apart. There was a lot of changes happening with my dad that we had no idea what the cause was. We definitely did not think it was Huntington's, and that was not on our radar at all. 4 years later, after my parents had separated, we did find out that it was Huntington's. And since my dad has moved into a nursing facility, and I have yet to be tested.
And how old are you?
I am 24.
24. Gosh, my birthday is coming up, and it's just reminding me how old I am. So your dad's in a facility now. How has COVID affected going and visiting him anyway this year? I know it's affected everybody, but how has it affected you guys?
Right. So I got to see my dad one time over the last, however long this has been happening, you know, at least 8 months. I got to see him one time this summer when the cases were lower in La Crosse County. I was able to see him outside, and we were both wearing masks. We were probably about 10 feet apart. There was thick plexiglass in between us. So essentially it was really hard to hear because the plexiglass was boarded around, so there was really no good way to hear. Luckily, the nursing facility brought out some baby monitors, and that's actually how we got to talk. So, and, you know, they're doing their best to protect everybody, so the visit was only 15 minutes long, and unfortunately, there have been so many positive cases at that nursing facility that they are not doing any visits anymore. So there's no window visits. There's no outdoor visits. But they are so, so, so fantastic at setting up FaceTime or WhatsApp video chats for myself and my siblings to be able to talk with our dad. But we do miss the hugs, that's for sure, and just that personal contact it's been really hard without that there.
That just breaks my heart that you're not able to actually, you know, hug him or anything. And how is he? Do you know how he's doing with all of it? Does he understand like what's going on?
Yeah, well, that's what's interesting. He has been in really great spirits despite everything that's been happening. I think he is just so focused on the day-to-day at the nursing facility. So he honestly is more worried about, you know, what time lunch is and what time dinner is and who's going to get him ready for bed. So I guess it does make me feel a little bit better that, unfortunately, due to the progression of the disease, it's not first and foremost on his radar like it is mine.
Right.
I know for people that don't know Huntington's, that might be kind of hard to understand because it's not like he has, you know, solely dementia or anything like that, but it's very unique and different.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, my dad is at home. He's late stages and he's at home and it's just like you said, he's more worried about the day to day and really has no clue
right.
as far as the COVID-19 going on. So,
exactly.
So that's good. Mm-hmm. Cause that's one less worry because, you know, we would hate for them to start obsessing about it and be focused
right.
on that.
Right.
So,
I agree.
Pre-COVID, what would you normally do for the holiday?
Well, in the past few years, we've had trouble getting him in and out of vehicles. And, you know, spares are pretty much impossible at this point. But last year, we had this goal of getting him out of the nursing home for the holidays. So, because we most of the time would go to the nursing home to celebrate mm-hmm. with him, and we'd have, you know, on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, we'd go out by the Christmas tree that they have up, and we'd open gifts, and, you know, we would bring a lot of the Christmas cards that we had gotten from people, and we'd help him open some cards that he had gotten from other people. So that was really special. But actually last year we got him out and we brought him to my mom's house. And so it was just really nice to be inside a home again with him. And that really gave me a big sense of hope that maybe we could do that again. And now kind of COVID has ruined that. And it's going to be challenging because I want to make him feel special this year. And I'm not sure how to do that when we can't see him.
Right. Like they won't even let you take him out of the facility because of the threat of COVID. So,
exactly. Yep.
So has the nursing home, like made any suggestions as to what they're going to do for the holidays, if they're doing anything special, or anything like that?
You know, not to my knowledge. I think that they are really focusing on just the availability of video chatting. So I think they're going to have more devices available and more times available. But it wouldn't necessarily surprise me if they had something else too. But yeah, it really makes me wonder because I don't see the COVID situation improving between now and giving and Christmas. So
right.
I'm not sure what they're really gonna do. And if there will be more things available for us to take advantage of.
Do they allow you to drop off stuff for your dad?
Yes, they definitely do. So that is something that I thought about doing is maybe reaching out to some of my dad's friends from, you know, even just a long time ago, that, you know, I know are thinking about him. but usually in their case, you know, they're far away and they don't really know what to do to help him. So I might reach out and ask if they wanted to send a card or even just like a CD of old songs, something special like that, that would really make him smile. And I thought it would be fun to compile all of those from different people and bring that to my dad or send it in the mail.
Yeah, I think that's very sweet, especially the music. I think that, you know, is such a sweet idea. You know,
yeah,
if you're able to drop something off, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it does make a huge difference.
You were saying about your sister?
Oh, yeah. She's been making CDs a lot for my dad and sending them. So he's got a CD player that he's able to work for the most part. If somebody helps him put the disc in there. So, yeah, she'll draw like little pictures on the front of the CD to make him smile. So it's something, you know, who would have thought we'd still be like using CDs right now? But COVID is interesting. And that's one of the things that, you know, we're not able to do with him is we're not able to, you know, just bring out our phones and play music for him like we used to. So, sending a CD player and CDs was the next best thing.
Yeah, something easier to work compared to
right.
using the phone.
Exactly.
Well, Lauren, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story. I know there are a lot of people in the Huntington's community who are going through something similar during the holidays. And it's really nice to know that we're not alone and that, you know, I really hope that they contact you and tell you, you know, they're going to do something special so you're able to see your dad.
Right. Yeah, I hope so, too. And, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know that, you know, that exact same thing, that you're not alone. Never once did I ever see this coming. And so I want to encourage everybody to, you know, be kind with yourself too, because this is a situation that was totally unforeseen for the most part. And so just we're going to try our best, and that's all we can do.
That's right. That's all we can do. Lauren, again, thank you for coming on. You take care. Enjoy the holidays. Happy holidays. And
you
we'll
as well,
talk
Lauren.
To you again.
Thank you so much. Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to visit www.help4hd.org and sign up for our email newsletter to stay up to date on all that is going on at Help for HD. Get social with us and like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to Help for HD TV on YouTube, and ring the bell for notifications.